very impressionable to give her. By the by, several times this morning I occultly heard a humming sound in there, right in there. When I tried that, to find my conscious, my chakra and cube facing right into the opening of a funnel, which was like looking into the petal of a petunia or something like that, though it doesn't fold outwards to that extent. It's strange, flower-like, this funnel. As if the flowing currents and streams of molecules resemble pistils, stamens. There's a low physical hum or something, isn't there? Not these nothings. I'd rather not just now. Yes, I could. It wants moving, if you just come and move it. Road near the sugar. Continuing the investigation of diamond graphite and glucose on the morning of Thursday. No, I think I'll wait a bit. I think I better have a little rest. Mysterious. And life and everything.
That appears to suggest that is the force
Christmas list. After a break and a rest, I'm going to try again to see into the carbon atom in the diamond and clarify or verify or otherwise an impression I received earlier but did not wholly describe. Not an arrival. really a rival, physically from nowhere, apparently from a hired plane, of a continuous stream of energies from that plane, which are focused to resemble the point with gradually sharpening point of a pencil to the point itself. This point itself is midway, is at the point of inception of our axes. This arrival causes a swelling of the etheric double of the substance, almost like a very, very minute etheric ball. Arriving there, it is submitted to an intense compression and forcing together of all the minute, still minuter, superphysical particles of which it consists, into which it is arrayed. That's the second thing that happens. Become unbelievable compression. In terms of individual particles, this compression is infinitesimally short in duration, to be followed by the extremely rapid outrush of these same forces, now changed so that the granules are larger, for example, down the funnels. Now, all three are continuous, so that when one stream, shall we say, though there are no separate streams, when one portion, wrong word, of energy arrives at the center, is compressed and shoots out, there's still compression going on because the next drop will arrive, so that each of the three forces is continuous in itself as a process. Not forces, no, each of the three processes is continuous, though successive for any particular portion of the energy involved. Now, at this center, there is a tremendous concentration of power. It's not the same power. That's a peculiar thing about it to me, as a mere layman. It's not the same power at all. The principle of compression applies itself, or is applied to, the immediately arising force. It passes through it and is shut off, as from a gun, an air gun. Now I can see better the funnels of the carbon atom. Yes, I would like to keep this ball idea, where the ball itself is a etheric matter. There's beta 4, I think. And the funnels arrive out of it and go up into the various directions. At the risk of becoming unscientific and more mystical in a cult, I want to say that down there, in there, at the point where the compression occurs, there is the heart of the atom. There is the source of its existence as a physical creation. I can see, the two pyramids, grow, they keep changing perspective so that I will see that what looks like two sides of the prism with the edge towards them. That's what I tend to see most of the time. Two sides of a pointed prism, a pyramidal prism. But the changing of positions going on, I can see through to other edges in the distance. And the whole phenomenon has rather a prismatic appearance to me now, as I'm beginning to see, I think, a little more clearly. Now, David, if you have any more questions, I'm going to ask you on your second edition later.
That form, that third form,
very slight. It's like a dark, heavy lump of putty compared to the lightest kind of cellophane or finer that you can conceive of. No, don't think so.
Are there any visible in the ball?
I must repeat. God may prove to be wrong, and they may not fit for the cult chemistry, but I can't help it. All phenomena which I observe in this kind of people is pervaded by free artists not participating in the free procedures of which I spoke, or in the construction of the design. Everything is pervaded by free, unused artists. So in that sense, they're everywhere, and therefore they're in the funnel. But that isn't quite what you want, is it? I can only describe it as blown up, a blown up etheric matter. A small area of ether four, which now, by comparison with what I'm looking at, looks inconceivably dark and heavy and dense, but plastic, like putty, a heavy putty. It's the area of the etheric bubble which is affected by these three procedures of mine that I described. That's all. And like every other substance, it is built of arriving armies. But I don't see any arrangement of armies to make it into a ball. That's the thing. No. The whole Anu and subsequent molecular activity is different, quite different and distinct from the etheric bubble ball and all that it consists of. It's another field of divine activity which would have to be investigated by itself. It doesn't participate in any other way that I can see in the production of the shapes of the diameter. I can tell you the length of a funnel in relationship to it. Let's see now. The outside of it, the densest, no, the outside, the largest side of it, and by the by, it's something like a Chinese carved ball with balls. radio. Not that I am a better radio. Of that order. Abu comes down, cases might prove to have some relevancy. I repeat that I'm very conscious of outrushing forces from the surface of the diamond, and that they well up within it. By the time they reach the air, they are very much larger than they were inside the diamond, as if some coagulation or other change had been produced to make them a little more luminous. They are very nearly visible to the physical eye, just up into ether 4 and 3. They're shooting out first as a fine, regular spray. Through that shoot slightly larger particles and go much further beyond the spray, and then dissipate. There is also what they can only describe as an inter-spray activity. Little flashes, tiny little flashes. I can't say what they're caused by, anything but just they suddenly flash into existence. The points of a flash. So that the diamond is surrounded by a spray of outflowing images. Like every other substance that I ever examined, that I am especially aware that if I am in this condition looking at a piece of diamond. Before I leave that, I'll just say that definitely some of these radiations are not straight out. They shoot across the field. There is a straight out spray, and there are some apparently denser particles which go beyond it, a long way beyond it. But there are also some which travel across that at an angle across that sprayed force. Now I'm going to try and see the camera. Similar from the interior of it. As it once fixed curiously enough between two funnels. I presume I've hit a carbon atom, but not at the same angle as it before. The tunnel is a very tunnel in this atom is very much more in carbon atom, wherever I've seen it, is the outstanding phenomenon away from the center. Far more obvious to the first sight than any edges or sides. to effectively arrange distance. Funnels now in other directions, and no sides or faces at present. Now, it does not seem to be so universal here, for some of the systems are edge to edge, like the edge of a pyramid, of two pyramids. Thank you.